Support for KPLU comes from Baird, a financial partner to families, businesses, foundations, and communities since 1919. Information is available at BairdSeattle.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
We've got three great musicians here who have been playing around town for quite a while. Joe Doria on organ, Andy Coe on guitar, Tarek Abu Zaid on the drums. Welcome, Mick Tough.
Thank you.
All right. Good job, guys. Mick Tough, a live studio session here at 88.5 KPLU. Wow. You guys just really rock the room. It's really exciting to have you here. When I first started getting into jazz music when I was in college, one of my favorite records, bar none, was Jimmy Smith and Wes Montgomery, the dynamic duo. And that, to me, was sort of like the first time I heard that combination of the organ, the guitar, and the drums. And that combo has kind of, like, caught on and is still, to this day, really vibrant. There's so many records that I get coming in from bands all over the place with this combination. And, Joe, what has gotten you into doing this sort of organ, guitar, drum trio thing?
It started with a love for Jimmy Smith and Jack McDuff, and basically I learned everything I could from them and listening to the albums and hunting for videos and all that. But that's where it all began, and then I heard Joey DeFrancesco and, of course, all the newer players, Larry Goldings, and just love it. So I just keep learning from all those great organists that I listen to.
Andy, you've been playing guitar for a while. What's your what do you get off on playing in this sort of combo situation?
Oh, like you mentioned, the Jimmy and Wes album was a big influence on me, in particular. Yeah, Wes Montgomery is one of my favorites. As far as the organ trio goes, I mean, there's also a bunch of great guitar players, but yeah, I guess I met Joe around 10 years ago and just started jamming at the Mars Bar, and then it turned into this, and we haven't looked back.
Mick Tough playing next week, leading off the Bellevue Jazz and Blues Festival on May 27th. They'll be playing at Bakes Place. Also, you guys do a regular gig every week on Tuesday night at the Sea Monster Lounge in Seattle.
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah,
we start late, but you'll have a good time if you make it.
You want to play something else for us here?
Sure, you bet. This one's off the newest CD, Volume 3, The Root. In fact, it's called The Root. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Mick Tough here on our studio session at 88.5 KPLU. That was a great tune. I wanted to talk to Tarek for a second because, you know, when you have a great band, there's always a great drummer.
True.
It's just, it's inevitable. And I'm curious to know, you've played in a lot of jazz settings and different combos and stuff. What is unique to you about playing with an organist and a guitar? What changes for you?
Well, mostly with this band, it's about Joe's spontaneity. I mean, the organ trio format has its history, but I think this band and Joe especially is really unique in that, you know, it's definitely rooted in that history, but there's so much of the last, you know, 30 years of musical history that's involved in this particular project. And Joe and Andy are both really attuned to that. So I get to play a lot of rock and roll. I get to play really loud. I get to play really fast sometimes. I'm super hyper, so it's really great
for
me to get to do that. Yeah. but yeah, I used to, this band has been around for 6 years and I joined 3 years ago. So I used to go see them at their weekly and they were one of my favorite bands. And now I have the opportunity to play with them. So it's really great.
Yeah. That's so cool. Joe, following up on what Tarek was saying, what do you, what's kind of your game plan for the band and how you approach the organ guitar drum
combo? I'm trying to make the organ trio. Well, first of all, let me say you're right. The core of the band is your drummer. It starts there. I've been lucky to play with some of the finest.
Thank you.
Seattle. It's awesome. And my man Andy, whatever I'm gonna think up, like you said, spontaneity wise, Andy's right there. His ears are huge, and he, of course, his proficiency is just as well. So it works that way. So my goal is to make the band a little bit different than the standard organ trio. Keep it up, kind of make it fun and almost danceable. You know. For the
definitely danceable.
Almost danceable.
Almost,
you think almost? Sometimes danceable.
But this band can play, you know, very soft jazz gigs really well and have, you know, the whole range of music can be covered.
Your instrument, I mean, the Hammond B3 organ is a very unique and compelling instrument for so many different reasons. You seem to have a real vintage one right here. I can see all the markings and the tears in the back of it and everything. One of the interesting things that a lot of people, I think, don't realize when from jazz organists is that you're not only playing the keyboards, but you're also the bass player.
Yeah.
And I know that the sound of the Hammond B3, that bass is like a really kind of like deep thing.
Yeah. Very different from you know, electric and acoustic bass. Mm-hmm. It's got its own sound, a little bit lower. You can make it growl and grumble a little bit. Mm-hmm. The bass can be played down below as well as the lower manual. And this one's a 1968 and it's still running, so we'll see if we can keep it going.
All right.
As long as I can lift it.
All right. You're listening to Mick Tough here on our studio session at 88.5 KPLU. I'm music director Nick Francis, and with me are some of the members of our leadership circle whose support of KPLU has made these studio sessions possible. So thanks for being here. Really appreciate your support.
Yeah.
And you want to wrap it up with one more tune?
Sure. This one's called Smack. It's off volume 2. Thank you.
Thank you.